Welcome to Shakespeare FC, The Words, a 5-minute journey into the individual bits of language that were forged, fletched, hewn, and hammered, and sometimes crowbarred, into existence by our brilliant and witty Warwickshirean wordsmith, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. What do an exhausted horse, a battlefield veteran, and a corrupt court have in common? Well, believe it or not, all three are jaded. Today we use jaded to describe emotional fatigue, cynicism, weariness, the sense that nothing surprises or satisfies us anymore, whether that's personal, public, or political. But enough of my own never-ending onslaught of ennui. For our fair uncle, the word begins much closer to the ground. Hooves on mud, sweat on flanks, bodies pushed past endurance. Across three plays, Uncle Will takes jade from the stable to the soul, and in doing so, invents a word that still describes how power wears people down. Our journey begins in the second installment of Henry VI. England is tearing itself apart in the Wars of the Roses. Nobility, loyalty, and legitimacy are under constant threat, and bloodlines are treated like fragile relics. Act 4 opens at sea, where the Duke of Suffolk has been banished to France for his role in the death of the Lord Protector, the Duke of Gloucester, and is intercepted by pirates who accuse Suffolk of treason and threaten to execute him. Suffolk, defiant to the last, asserts his status, lineage, and proximity to the king, insisting that his noble blood, the blood of Lancaster, places him beyond the reach of common men.
Whitmore, for thy prisoner is a prince, the Duke of Suffolk, William de la Pole.
The Duke of Suffolk, muffled up in rags.
Aye, but these rags are no part of the Duke. Jove sometime went disguised, and why not I?
But Jove was never slain as thou shalt be.
Obscure and lousy swain, King Henry's blood, the honorable blood of Lancaster, must not be shed by such a jaded groom.
Suffolk protests the idea that the noble blood of Lancaster might be spilled by common hands with the insult, jaded groom. Here, jaded is brutally literal. A jade is a worn-out horse, overworked, exhausted, barely fit to carry weight, let alone honor. Calling a man jaded is to deny him dignity entirely. Suffolk is summarily executed, by the way. The word jade likely comes from Middle English, meaning a tired or worthless horse, as we heard. To jade something meant to work it until it was spent. It is not, as I assumed, coming from the green gemstone. That, as it turns out, gets its name from the Spanish for loinstone, coming from the Latin word for flanks, believing that it could cure disease of the urinary persuasion. Uncle Will then travels to the jewel of Egypt, Alexandria, for his tale of Antony and Cleopatra. In Act 3, Scene 1, following a victory at Parthia, Antony's general Ventidius is asked by his officer if he will send word of their victory to Antony. He says he will, and will describe his victory as easy as beating up a broken-down old horse.
I would write to Antony.
I'll humbly signify what in his name, that magical word of war, we have effected. How with his banners and his well-paid ranks, the ne'er-yet-beaten horse of Parthia, we have jaded out the field.
Uncle William would then shift the meaning in his Henry VIII with Cardinal Wolsey and refer to his garments to be thus jaded by a piece of scarlet, referring to the very robes of his office as being ruined by politics and royal favor. Here, jaded means corroded by power itself. Across three plays, William completes the transformation from worn-out horse to a defeated army to a spiritually bankrupt statesman. Our fair uncle seemed to suggest that to be jaded is not to be weak, it is to have been used up, very much like our time today. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell, until next time.
Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by the generous support of the Cowie Family Charitable Trust and Michelle and Kelvin McElwain. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc and wherever you get your podcasts.